Well, good morning, Brian, and it's a great opportunity to be with you and all the, your listeners, not only in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, but in the Big Sky country of Montana. I did have an opportunity during my military career to spend one winter at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls, and just when I found some of the good fishing spots, why the Air Force sent me to headquarters SAC. So I have some very fond but brief memories of Montana. But today we want to thank all the veterans in your listening area and veterans around our country for their service and their sacrifices, not only to their fellow veterans, but also to our great country, our United States of America. You know, the American Legion is the largest veterans organization that has been serving veterans since 1919, when we were established at the end of World War I. Established really for the purpose, we got five purposes that we were established. And of course, a group of leaders of the American Expeditionary Forces had some concerns, and those concerns were voiced through their leader, Teddy Roosevelt Jr., who wanted to ask some questions or were seeking some answers to what's going to happen to our buddies when they go home. And of course, they were talking about the doughboys that would be going home, and many of them were physically and mentally harmed during that brutal war of trench warfare and, of course, introduction of chemicals, gases, mustard gases, and so forth. And, of course, frontal attacks, aerial combat, and so forth. But those that were injured, who's going to take care of them? And also those that left to go over there to fight, that, you know, they left their jobs. So when they got back home, would the jobs be available for them then? And also, what about compensation? There was never any discussion about compensation to help them get back on their feet. And, of course, they were also concerned about patriotism. Would the war have diminished the red, white, and blue when they got back home, because America was proud and strong? And they were also really concerned individually, I think, about the national security of the United States, the national defense, because they went, as the song goes, over there to fight that big war to end all wars. And, of course, little did they know that just a few years later that many of those doughboys would be going back to the same area, the same theater of conflict, and fighting in World War II. But they are also concerned about their buddies, the buddies that would never be going home. They would lie in rest on the shores of Europe over there in Normandy and throughout the area in France. What about their widows and about their orphans? And that's what evolved, gave birth to the American Legion, chartered by Congress as a nonpartisan veterans organization. And that legacy that was established is today is passed on to veterans such as myself and those who belong to this great organization of the American Legion. And the American Legion has done so many things in relation to those founding principles. And, of course, taking care of those who have borne the battle. And we are a great advocate, a strong advocate, I might say, for the VA system, a system we believe is worth saving, because it was designed with the assistance of the American Legion back in the late 1920s, as then is known as the Veterans Bureau. But today we work hand-in-hand with the VA to take care of veterans. We're a friend of the VA, and friends are honest with friends, I do believe. And when it comes time for us to do our system worth saving assessments, which is assessments at just about every month we go around to various VA facilities and kind of review how the business is going there, how if the care providers are ample to take care of those that need assistance. Also, how the services, the accessibility, the scheduling, even the facilities. And we do reports up on those facilities, share them with Congress, and also share them with the White House, just to let them know that, just give them another bird's eye view something other than the, say, the VAIG system. And as I said, we're honest with the VA, and if there's something that needs tweaking, we're certainly going to let them know, because we want veterans to be taken care of. And we also, as I said, believe in a system worth saving. We want the VA to continue to take care of veterans, because that's what it was designed to do. And I don't think there's any civilian healthcare system that's familiar with those illnesses and those wounds that are affecting America's veterans, not only in the present day, but also in the past. So they more or less specialize in veterans care. And of course, the signature wound as a result of present Iraq-Afghanistan conflict is post-traumatic stress disorder, and also TBI, traumatic brain injury, which with the help of the American Legion and VA, the research continues on finding a best practice to treat those wounds. So the VA is, we believe, is worth saving, and certainly not to become a private entity. Sometimes privatization can lead to profitization. So we have a deep concern about veterans. We advocate for veterans. And, of course, we have men and women in the American Legion family, the Legionnaires, the American Legion Auxiliary, and Sons of the American Legion that do so many things in communities around our country. And, of course, I know in the Fort Harrison VA facility up in Fort Harrison, Montana, American Legion volunteers have contributed over 12,000 hours to volunteering just this year alone to those in the facilities helping to assist veterans in there. So they do great, wonderful things. And, of course, we have a lot of programs, youth programs, that give kids an opportunity, such as the Montana American Legion Boy State. And, of course, the American Legion Auxiliary has the Montana Girl State programs. And I believe that there are some pretty good baseball teams, American Legion baseball teams that come out of Montana that go on, have the opportunity to go on to the American Legion World Series. So we do a lot of things, not only in the communities for youth, and but also for veterans and advocacy programs or legislative programs. So we really do a lot of things for veterans, and anybody that's interested in knowing more about the American Legion, or even perhaps interested in joining the largest veterans organization, we have a great website at www.legion.org that they can find just about any bit of information they want to know about the American Legion. So we have a great opportunity to continue to serve those in the Big Sky country, and also your fellow listeners in the Dakotas and Wyoming. So it is an opportunity and a great privilege for me to serve as your national commander, Brian.
Commander Schmidt, thank you very much. We've got lots to work with here, and I'll get this out a couple of times today on this November 7th, special day indeed. I appreciate it very much. Former Marine, I appreciate this.
Well, Brian, we thank you for your service, and I'm sure you belong to the American Legion somewhere up there in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to extend again to every man and woman who has served our country. Thank them on behalf of 2.2 million members in the American Legion. Thank them for their service and their sacrifices. You know, not only you, but I and many, many other men and women have invested in America through our service to our nation, through our military service. And also, along with that, that bond that was established between us that not only took us through basic training, but throughout our services around the globe. And that bond went with us, whether in peacetime or wartime, that we took care of one another, and we continued to care about our fellow buddies, our veterans, our country. And that's why the American Legion has two mottos, veterans serving veterans, and veterans still serving America. We have that bond amongst ourselves and our investment in our great America. So that's why we continue to do what we do here in the American Legion.
Commander, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Brian, and hope all is well up in the Big Sky Country. And I do miss that, and particularly the beautiful parts of that state, and also some of those nice streams that are good angling.
Absolutely. Well, anytime, if you ever watch Sunday Morning on CBS with now it's Jane Pauley, that 90-minute program, that was started by Charles Corral, who had a home here in Montana, lived in the Big Horn River, and dedicated the Museum of the Rockies, and his heart is still here, too.
Awesome. It's a beautiful place. God done some of his great work in Montana and every other state, too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, Brian. You have a great day.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.